Actually, brothers, fight the power. Hey, you ain't hanging with me. WB and the Jazzy Diva. And playing songs of freedom. Oh, man, still on Spotify. Isaac Brothers, 4.15 million views monthly. Are still relevant. Still relevant. That's incredible, incredible. And that's just on Spotify. Hey, welcome back. This is Sunday Night Go. You're hanging with me, WB, and the Jazzy Diva. Hey, Jazz.
Hey.
Hey. That's her.
That's me. That would be me. So, William, how do you plan to spend your Martin Luther King Day?
Wow, I hadn't even thought about that. But since you mentioned, mm-hmm. I think that I will look back and smile and look at all of the great accomplishments this man made during his brief stint on this planet. I believe when he was assassinated, he was only 38 years old.
Yeah, 38, 39, something like that. Right, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Wow. If his life was extended 10, 15, 20 years more, what he could have accomplished, because I think what he accomplished was absolutely incredible, if you think about it.
It was.
He protested, but he insisted on a peaceful protest. With a direct message that this is what we want. This is what we're going to stand for. And, oh my goodness. That's why that last song, Fight the Power, Fight the Power. And he absolutely did that.
He did.
And it was unique how he did it. He didn't do it through violence. As a matter of fact, his message was nonviolent.
Right.
But come on, stand up, speak. Vote. Incredible, incredible. So I think that I'm just going to enjoy my day and just reminisce and also continue to do what we do on this network.
Right.
And that is to bring truth when we can and also make sure we exercise our power and the power of the voice and message and words. And we also do it through music.
Definitely.
Which I was thinking also doing, playing, these songs. Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, the Staple Singers, Marvin Gaye, the Isley Brothers.
Yes.
Music has, oh my God, I love it so much because there's a message there and it can be conveyed in a few short minutes. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, you don't have to read a book. I mean, yes, reading is important. Okay. But what I'm saying with music, in about 3, 4, 5 minutes, you get an entire message. And that's one of the most incredible aspects of music, and what it means to me. And I forgot. Go on.
When we come back, I'm going to read 10 facts that people don't know about Dr. King when we come back.
Okay. Very good.
Woo! What's your bad self? Oh, really?
Really? Wow.
Really?
What a segue.
You knew that was coming.
Some people say they got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. But I say we want to quit moving until we get what we deserve. We've been abused and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about, as sure as you moan. But just as sure as it takes 2 eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share. Say it loud. Say it loud.
May the last one burn into flames.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements by my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqua. There's fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Freedom. Wow. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Sunday Night Gold with WB and the Jazzy Diva.
That's me.
Jazz, you had something, you had a commentary that you wanted to share.
Okay, I'm getting this from the Time Magazine website. These are 10 facts that people may or may not know about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And these are in no special order. Number one, he was the first black person to be named Time Man of the Year. That happened in 1963. Number two, Martin Luther King improvised part of his I Have a Dream speech. That was a speech at the March on Washington. The next one, an assassination attempt affirmed his faith in nonviolence. Remember when the woman stabbed him and the blade barely missed his heart and the doctor told him had he sneezed, it would have killed him?
I do remember that.
Yeah. After that, he affirmed his faith in nonviolence.
Hmm.
Right. Let's see. Let me see the next one. King, and I didn't know this. I mean, I knew it, but I hadn't thought about it. Dr. King is the only non-president whose birthday is a national holiday.
I didn't know that either.
It makes sense. You know, now when you think about it, you're like, oh, okay. Let's see. King started college at 15.
He skipped
grades 9 through 12 and was admitted at Morehouse when he was 15 years old.
Had no idea.
Wow. King family. Now, this one is odd. The King family paid the hospital bill for Julia Roberts' birth.
Whoa.
Yeah, Julia Roberts, the actress. Actress Julia Roberts revealed that the King family covered her parents' hospital expenses when she was born in 1967. My parents couldn't pay for the hospital, but her parents owned a theater school in Atlanta, and Coretta Scott King asked if her children could enroll. They were having a hard time finding a place that would accept her kids, and her mom was like, sure. And they all became friends, and Dr. King's family helped Julia Roberts' family out of a jam. So they paid her a bill for Julia Roberts to be born.
And think about this. Julia Roberts was famous actress, wasn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, and you would think that they would have the resources to take care of that.
But if her parents were running a theater school, no. I'm a theater teacher. No. Especially if it was like a smaller theater.
Okay.
And they just didn't have that kind of money. You know, so yeah.
This is fascinating.
It's like owning your own theater company. So yeah.
Yeah. I want to hear more.
Okay. King was arrested 30 times. You probably knew that. I mean, I knew it was a lot.
I knew it was a bunch of times. I didn't know it was 30.
And this next one, we've all heard this. His family believes James Earl Ray was framed for his assassination.
As a matter of fact, I think that they were onto something too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was the youngest person to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. I think I knew that.
I think I knew that too.
Yeah. He was named after the Protestant reformer, Martin Luther.
I do know that.
Yeah, and then I think that's it. Yeah, that's the last one.
Oh, that is some. Let's go back to number two.
Which one? Number two?
Yeah, number two you had on your list.
Let me see.
Yeah, go back there because I recall that and, I'm so glad you did this.
What, he improvised the I Have a Dream speech, that one?
Yes. I do recall that. Which was an incredible speech. As a matter of fact, you hear it each and every year around his anniversary, about I Had a Dream. And I believe, oh my God, didn't Maya Angelou have something to say about that?
You're close. Mahalia Jackson. Let me read this statement. You're close. The resounding I Have a Dream speech that Martin Luther King delivered at the March on Washington in 1963 almost didn't include those powerful words. His advisors thought he had overused the theme in his speeches, prompting him to draft a different speech titled Normalcy Never Again. Mm. But as King addressed the crowd of nearly 250,000 people in Washington, gospel singer Mahalia Jackson called out to him. Tell him about the dream, Martin.
Yes.
That's what prompted it.
Yes. I stand corrected, but I'm glad you clarified that. And just an incredible, incredible man.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And this is, I think, certainly appropriate right after that.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all. Can't do it alone. Yeah. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. Change the world. Can't do it alone. Need some help, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Get up. Wake up. Come on. Wake up, everybody. Teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen. What you have to say.
the color. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody. Well, you see, we need, wake up, everybody. We
come
need,
on, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all you teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies,
teach the children.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Be